Do not die in the attempt. Die in the doing. I had a flash of insight today. I have been looking at books, movies, TV shows and see what attracted me, and when I was not attracted, what turned me off. I saw that I would stop reading or stop watching in the middle, if the main character isn't made likable. I also noticed that the bulk of the books has been moving in the direction of featuring strong-headed females, and weak males. Not the direction my liking goes. So it is more and more difficult to find anything to read, anything to watch. And then it occurred to me, that maybe the 80-year cycle of the societal pendulum has something to do with it. That nowadays, nearing the zenith of the we cycle, showing vulnerability is not popular. I haven't been able to tune into the cause of why. So I am going to spend some time doing that. My teaching style has been, from the get-go, to teach often through my failures, through being openly vulnerable. The entire human culture is an oscillating structure. In every way imaginable. The 80-year cycle is one of them. The essence of an oscillating cycle is fixing. And what is underneath, barely visible, is something declared, something considered wrong. In essence, wrong, wrong, wrong. It is entirely human. Reality doesn't know from wrong. It knows from its working slash it's not working but wrong. It's entirely human. And as long as humans consider themselves the arbiter of the universe, humanity will be unhappy, and self-annihilating. I am not going to change to accommodate this new way of looking, look strong by throwing your weight around. My favorite characters are deeply human. Here is one, Marty Singer. Ex-Washington DC police detective. Retired because of cancer. He says, it was as though someone had ripped away the proverbial curtain, showing me that what I'd been thinking and what was real were at complete odds with each other. I'd been treating cancer like it was the flu, an inconvenience that I'd have to put up with temporarily. Except cancer wasn't just a sore throat and a fever, and chemo wasn't just a shot in the arm. Cancer wasn't a bump in the road, it was the road, and I'd better make plans to treat it that way. And Alex Mason and Captain Gallen in another book. Do not die in the attempt. Die in the doing. And then this part where Mossad Captain Gallen says, my guys, my people, we wake up every morning and we go to bed every night facing an existential threat. It's the story of David and Goliath. It doesn't matter whether the threat is invincible. We are all going to die anyway. What is important is how you face your death. You have just two options. Do you go down fighting, or do you commit suicide? She paused, watching Sue's face. Some might say the choice is irrelevant if you're going to die anyway. But you know what makes that choice important? Sue stared at her but didn't answer. Gallen said, your soul. Your soul makes it important. And yeah, the soul is not interested in you being comfortable, and doing what is pleasant. And if people like that are not likable, then things are really bad. And it seems to me that I am not likable. Thank God it is not vital to me that you like me. As long as you want to live. And want me to heal you. That is. Quite a few people are more interested in being right than being well. What triggered this article underscore? What triggered this article is me struggling and feeling stupid. Suddenly my computer is not working the way it used to. Google and other software providers have changed the rules on us, Windows 7 users. So I bought a new one, rebuilt. And after some finagling it now connects to the monitor. It had a browser, but it needs about 30 more software to be made working on it. Software I use nearly every day. And, of course, it's the weekend, and I can get no support. The saving grace is that since in 1996 I embraced being stupid, it is not a big issue anymore. I can just bumble my way through getting what needs to get done done. I stopped being attached to being smart, being thought of as smart, and can just be however I am. Stupid smart, stupid smart. Like the light bulb. After all, life and nature is vibrational. I am going to do a live session to help people to detach themselves from what they are attached. When you are attached, what has the power is what you are attached to, not you. And you are the dog that is wagged by the tail. Learn to detach yourself. It comes with two complimentary workshops,